Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Relations Manager from Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I know we're still in July, but August is right around the corner. And for those of you that may not know, I have a returning guest. I have Brittany Kimball. Good morning, Brittany.
Good morning, Carol.
And Brittany is here to help celebrate Breastfeeding Awareness Week, but you know, it's really celebration for the month, for the year, for always, correct?
Absolutely.
So thank you for joining today. Again, we were just sitting here thinking this could be at least our fourth or fifth year doing this show together, right?
I can't believe it. Yes, 4 or 5 years for sure.
We see Brittany and I see each other kind of walking in the parking lot, and like in June we're like, we're gonna do a show for August, correct? I'm like, yes, you're on my calendar. So but yes, so Brittany, thank you for joining us today.
Yes, well, thank you, Carol. I am so happy to be here with you. I would like to start by sharing with everyone what exactly I do in hopes to increase awareness of what support is available for all of our breastfeeding families. I'm a registered nurse. I'm also a board certified lactation consultant. I work over at Women's Health Center right here in the Honesdale office. I also work over at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Now, I'm available to assist mothers with breastfeeding right after they give birth. A lot of people might not know this, but I can assist mothers at any time during their breastfeeding journey, not just right after delivery. I'm available to all the patients who deliver at Wayne Memorial Hospital, but as well as anyone in the community who would like to establish care at our Women's Health office. So you do not need to be a patient of Wayne Memorial Hospital or the community health centers to receive lactation support.
Which I think it is so, so important for people to understand that you are here for our community.
That's right. Right? Exactly. You do not need to be a patient at Wayne Memorial, right, or have it delivered your baby at the hospital to receive our lactation support.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I know you may mention this, but is there a phone number? Like some people can only catch the first couple of minutes, right, of the show. Is there, right, a phone number that they can call?
Absolutely. It's 570-253-3005.
Okay, great. And they could ask, you know, specifically if they don't remember your name, Brittany, but they can say the lactation consultant, correct?
Absolutely. Okay. That's right.
So what is World Breastfeeding Week?
Okay, so World Breastfeeding Week, it's an annual worldwide celebration, and it's held every year from August 1st to the 7th. And what it is, it's really a network of many different individuals and organizations that want to protect, promote, and support breastfeeding. The campaign is held every year during this week and hopes to bring awareness to how important breastfeeding really is and how we can support and encourage women to breastfeed.
Right, which is, again, my niece just had a baby and she's breastfeeding and it's so exciting. But even the tools they have now, and we'll talk about that, like breastfeeding pumps and how different they are and how easy they are to use. And again, like we will talk about them, you know, towards the end of the show. But, you know, each year there's usually a theme, right?
Right.
So what is this year's theme?
Okay, so the campaign this year will celebrate breastfeeding families in all their diversity throughout their breastfeeding journeys. And it really showcases the different ways society, communities, and healthcare workers can support breastfeeding and pumping families as well. When we think of breastfeeding support, it can really come in so many different ways. It can come from a welcoming staff at a local cafe, you know, welcoming breastfeeding families into the cafe, providing support while they're there, supporting advice from a doctor or a nurse. We can really all help ensure women feel able to breastfeed anytime, anywhere, and so that it's normalized and not really censored in public life. Mm-hmm. There's also a lot of laws and policies like paid maternity leave that can help protect the health and rights of women and their babies.
Mm-hmm. Right, because it is such a natural process that this is something that we really, everyone should support, correct?
Absolutely.
And how does Wayne Memorial and, you know, the Wayne Memorial Women's Health Center support families to breastfeed or pump or provide milk for their babies?
Yeah, so we start by providing education and support during the actual pregnancy. We offer private prenatal lactation consults to every mother who wishes to breastfeed their baby. At this visit, we discuss how to latch baby, how to know if your baby's getting enough milk, different breastfeeding positions, how to order your breast pump, and most importantly, address any fears or questions that they might have. I think this visit really establishes a good support network and it provides accurate information to help create breastfeeding success. Yeah, and then even after the mother gives birth, there are plenty of skilled registered nurses and board-certified lactation consultants available to help women who choose to breastfeed. We really encourage skin-to-skin contact right after birth so that babies can initiate breastfeeding pretty soon after they deliver.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we support mothers to continue to have lots of skin-to-skin and room in with their baby. Rooming in and doing skin-to-skin with a newborn helps the baby learn how to breastfeed, and it also allows parents to learn more about their baby and their baby's cues. And rooming in simply means keeping your baby in your room instead of having the nurses take the baby out to out in the nurse's station with them. So mm-hmm. we really encourage the mother to try to have the baby in the room with them to promote and protect breastfeeding. And then once a mother is discharged, if she has any breastfeeding concerns or questions, she can call the Women's Health Center. She's able to come into the office to have a visit with myself as needed. I really encourage this visit. Typically, I encourage a visit around 1 week when their baby's about 1 week old. We do this visit, and part of the visit is we do a weighted feeding. And what that will look like is you would bring your baby in. We would weigh your baby prior to nursing, and then after nursing, weigh the baby again, and we can see exactly how much milk your baby is taking while feeding.
That is incredible. I never, realized that you do that. That is awesome.
It's truly amazing, and I think it builds a lot of confidence
in
families that they're doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And, during that feeding, we work on latching, positioning. We talk about their routine and any specific questions they might have. I really feel like it's a great resource for families.
Oh, I definitely would agree with that.
Yeah. One more thing I wanted to mention is that we do have a social media support page on Facebook. It's called the Latch Lounge. And it's just a great place for mothers to connect with each other and provide support.
Right. Oh, that is wonderful, you know. And I think nowadays, women, it's sometimes challenging to go out into a group, but this is something they can do at home and, and participate even when they're breastfeeding the baby, right?
Exactly. Yes, it's very easy to connect.
So what types of support do women have, returning to work after having a baby?
That's a great question. So there's something called the PUMP Act, and that's a law that requires employers to provide a private, non-bathroom space that is free from interruption from coworkers to pump or express breast milk for up to 1 year. Employers have to provide this reasonable break time for workers to pump. Most people need about 2 to 3 breaks in an 8-hour workday, and this pumping can take anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes a session. And that's not including the time that they need to take to go to the pumping location. So that 20 to 30 minutes is solely meant for that pumping session. Okay. And they need to provide a space to store breast milk. And it's just really important that employers support women to continue to provide breast milk for their babies, mm-hmm. As well as to prevent any kind of like breast infection, because if a mother doesn't take these pump breaks, she could actually end up getting an infection and get sick and not be able to work.
Correct. So providing that accessibility for them to pump, it's so beneficial overall for these companies and businesses and where women work, right?
Absolutely. It keeps the mother healthier and it keeps the baby healthier as well.
Right. Why is breastfeeding so important to support?
Breast milk really provides the most ideal nutrition for a baby. It has a perfect blend of nutrients, vitamins, proteins, and fat, perfectly crafted for your baby. It contains antibodies that help fight off bacteria and viruses. It also lowers the risk of a baby developing asthma or allergies. Babies that are exclusively fed breast milk without any formula have a much lower risk of developing ear infections, respiratory infections, and even stomach infections that can cause diarrhea. Breast milk is so unique in that it is constantly changing to meet the baby's developmental needs. So, for example, the milk given on day one of life is so vastly different than the milk given to a baby at 6 months old. And with formula, you get the same composition from day one to 9 months old. So mm-hmm. breast milk is constantly changing to meet your baby's needs as they get older.
Right. And, I think sometimes mm-hmm. it can become challenging just to breastfeed when you have a newborn, right? So are there breastfeeding pumps or, you know, things like that that are beneficial to the mom to kind of give them a break, maybe.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we really do encourage that all women receive a breast pump. Most insurance companies cover a new breast pump with each pregnancy. And that's actually something that I spend a lot of time with families so that they understand how to use their breast pump in case they need to instead of breastfeeding or if they're going back to work. But that's definitely something that we support and encourage women to have and explain, you know, the pump itself and how to use it.
Right, right. That's awesome. And are there breastfeeding or pumping benefits to the mom?
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, breastfeeding in general, there's first you're gonna burn extra calories, which is nice. It can help, it can help mother lose some pregnancy weight a little bit faster. And what's interesting is it releases a hormone called oxytocin, and that helps your uterus return to its pre-pregnancy size, and it helps reduce bleeding after birth. So you have lower chances of bleeding heavily after birth if you're breastfeeding. It also lowers your risk of breast and ovarian cancer for the mom. We often talk about the benefits for baby, but there truly are so many health benefits for moms as well. And another benefit, which I find amazing, is that it can save a family on average $2,500 a year in formula costs. And that's at the lower end.
Right, right. And that truly is incredible. Yeah, it's a lot of money. You know what I mean? Like when you think about it, yeah, like you can save that money and maybe take a vacation with your family right? Yep. And of course, yes, we know many people have other bills like food bills and, you know, electric and housing and stuff. That definitely that extra $2,500 could really benefit families nowadays.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
And doesn't pumping also benefit, the dad or other family members, because the mom can pump, but then that could be put into a bottle?
Yeah, and you know, I recommend generally giving your baby that first 3 to 4 weeks of only feeding from the breast, and then at that point introduce a bottle like once a day of your pumped milk, and that's to help your baby be able to bottle feed, because I've actually seen some babies refuse a bottle if they've waited too long to get a bottle. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, so about 3 to 4 weeks old, your baby should be having like one bottle a day of your pumped milk to keep your baby acclimated to both the breast and the bottle. And then, yes, like you said, it definitely provides an opportunity for families to bond with baby in that way by feeding them the bottle. And yeah, then the mom has her breast pump to be able to remove the milk and not get a clogged duct or any issues like that. So.
Exactly. Exactly. And then also, you know, there are some women that may produce, I wouldn't say extra milk, but that gives them the opportunity maybe to store some too, as if they wanted
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely.
Take a half a day to themselves, right?
Right, right.
Get a little break.
Yep, yep. And you know, when they return to work, I generally recommend having anywhere between like 20 to 30 ounces stored in their freezer so that when they return to work and they have some milk to give to the person who's caring for the baby. And then when they're at work, they'll be able to pump to replace what they gave. So really they should always have, you know, milk that they're putting back in the freezer or storing for the next day.
Right, right.
But having that like 20 to 30 ounces stored in a freezer really gives them that cushion if possible. And that's something that I work with families with. You know, if they are not able to store a little extra milk, we can come up with a game plan on how to provide an extra pump session while you're nursing your baby to get some extra milk.
Oh, wonderful. See, again, this show is just awesome to let people know what so much, right?
There is so much more to lactation than a lot of people truly understand.
Right.
And that's why it's so important to have great support and, you know, support in the clinical side of things like myself, but also with friends, family, you know, the general public. Supporting breastfeeding is so, so important.
Because breastfeeding can be difficult, can't it?
Oh my gosh, it certainly can be. Breastfeeding is very natural, but it certainly doesn't always come easy. There are many different challenges a mother could experience, from latching problems to weight gain issues. There are just different hurdles that a family can come across. And that's why it's so important to have, like I said before, friends, family, healthcare providers, all of us as a team supporting families so that they can reach their own individual goals.
Right, right. And again, you know, I think all the information you shared with us today, Brittany, it is so helpful. Even if it's not the mom that just delivered or is pregnant, but maybe their family members or a friend can say, you know what, we need to reach out to Brittany at Women's Health, right?
Absolutely.
And what's that phone number again?
Yep, it's 570-253 3005.
Great. And again, you know, I want to thank you for always joining the show each year. Aww. And providing this information.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.